Boilers heated by wood pellets or chips are being installed in Coast Guard and Forest Service buildings throughout Southeast. Sea Alaska is among businesses that have done or are looking at the same thing. And Yakutat is among communities considering wood-powered electrical generators. But in most cases, the pellets have to be shipped from Canada or the lower 48. Tongass Forest Supervisor Forrest Cole says that could be about to change.
There are a number of hurdles to cross, but I believe in the southern part of Southeast Alaska, we're probably pretty much getting close to a tipping point where we could supply the wood available off eroded land base to a mill that could create a pellet that would be somewhat competitive in the market today.
One of those hurdles is land selections or trades that make part of the Tongass National Forest's future uncertain. That includes Sea Alaska and University of Alaska land selections, trades with the Mental Health Trust, and potential claims by landless Native corporations. Speaking at a biomass workshop at the recent Rural Alaska Energy Conference in Juneau, Cole says they're due their claims, but...
I find it extremely difficult in order to invest a buck today and ensure that it's there, you know, 10 years from now when there are so many hands in the pot of who's going to own the land.
Cole says logging just to supply a pellet plant is not profitable, but he says there's enough timber, even with reduced harvests, to provide the mill leftovers that can be turned into pellets. He says if low sales cause mills to shut down, there won't be that waste wood.
If we lose the current timber industry in Southeast Alaska, we're going to miss a huge opportunity in order to take a product that's being produced today and basically a burden on the mills in order to make a pellet that could readily heat and get a lot of communities in Southeast Alaska off of oil.
The problem is they don't get it. They don't get what we're trying to do here.
Reed Smith, another energy conference speaker, says the Forest Service is unusual among government agencies. He says the Department of Defense is also bullish on alternative energy, but much of the rest of Washington, D.C. is slow to recognize wood energy opportunities. Smith works for the group 25 by 25, which is pushing to get a quarter of the nation's energy produced from renewable resources by the year 2025. He expects Alaska to be a leader in wood energy.
Bottom line is biomass is a huge, huge piece, and I don't think anybody anywhere in the United States is positioned better to capitalize on some new technology that's just going to be implemented here in the next 5 to 10 years.
Wood boilers are most often used as a source of heat. But Dave Schoding of the Clean Energy Application Center in Pullman, Washington, says it can do more.
Where you're putting in systems for pellets, think about layer caking on top a organic Rankine cycle system as well and get some power out of the deal as well.
He says a heat recovery system can add value to a wood boiler project. It can also replace expensive diesel generators when connected to a power grid.
So one of the ways to think this through is using the hydropower system as a great big storage battery. So as you do energy efficiency or renewable energy, you're preserving and stretching out and maximizing that cheap hydropower.
Wood biomass energy faces other challenges beyond funding. There's opposition due to pollution worries, though advocates say a well-built system generates few emissions. They also know any industry linked to timber harvests will face opposition in some communities, but they say wood boilers would mostly use leftovers from mills. David Dungate of ACT Bioenergy and others at the conference say it's worth serious consideration.
When you look at what's the best return per dollar invested in energy, what's the best return if your target is reducing carbon, what's the most cost-effective way to do that? And what's the best way to create jobs per dollar invested? Biomass comes out very well.
The Alaska Wood Energy Development Task Group is trying to spur wood energy projects statewide. The group is accepting statements of interest from those exploring community heating projects. The task group, a coalition of agencies, will hire consultants to visit project locations and craft reports that could help with funding. The deadline is November 4th. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.